Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masechtas Yumin Afim Gimel Min Aleph. Gemara is going through the Pesukim dashing about Parah Aduma, each Pasuk, like Ula started the Sugyam, Kala Pasha Kula Masha Meitzim Yan Masha, Masha Meila Masha, each Pasuk, what the requirements are. So the Gemara mentions about Isa, that it says, V'haitzi Isa al Mechutza Machane, and that's the Tel Yishal Yitzi Acheres Ima. You should only bring it out alone. You should not bring another animal with the Parah Aduma. And he brings the Mishnah in Parah. V'ayis the Parah Ratzal Atzis, Eim etzinim ha-shchayr shayam shchayr shachatu, Eim etzinim ha-duma shayam shtayim shachatu. You don't bring a black Parah together, because you don't want people to think they shachat the black Parah. You need a red Parah. And you don't bring in a red Parah with it, because you don't want them to think that they shachat the two. And Rabbi Eimer, when the mission there says, Rabbi Eisi, Eimer Leiman Hashem, Mazel Mishishnam Eisel Levada. It's exerus the cost of Eisel Levada. So Maris Akasha Tanakama, Ksiv Eisel. Why is the Tanakama only passel it because of Shemi Eimer? It says Eisel, you need Levada. So Maris is not Tanakama, Reb Shimini. The Darish Tam in the Krum. It goes like Reb Shimini. Reb Shimini is Darish Tam in the Krum. May Ben Ayu, Ikeb Ben Ayu, Dabbe Chamar Abahada. If we brought a Chamar out together with the Parah Aduma, see, if you hold Eisa Levada, Chamar is also not considered alone. But if you hold this Exerim, so you only have Exerim by a Parash Chayram, or by two Parah Adumas, but a Chamar, there's no Havim in it. That's the Gemara. Now, the Rambam, Hilchas Parah Adumas, Paragdalach Abayis Paskins, Leirotza Parah Lotzis, Eim Metzinim HaShchayram, Shayam HaShayr Shachdu, Vlay Aduma, Shayam HaShtayim Shachdu, Mamish Loshin of the Tanakama of the Mishnah. So the Chayram is passed like Tanakama. And according to the Ram Malach HaLamaisi, you could bring out a Chamar together with it, and as I stated in the Kesef Mishnah. But the Taisus Yantif on the Mishnah there, in Parah Aduma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, he says a lot of times the Ram doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon the Darish Tam of the Kro. Why is the Ram here passing like Reb Shimon? As I will say, the Kesef Mishnah says the reason why he passes that way is because Stam Mishnah, when you have a Stam in the Mishnah, and then a Machlekes, so you say, Alach HaKestam, it's the Ramim. But the Gemara says it goes like Reb Shimon, Darish Tam in the Krov, and not like Reb Shimon. How can he pass like the Stam Mishnah if it's going to lay a libra the Hilchasa? As I fact the Taisus Yantif in Mesechtas Parah, and he buys Shver. Now there is a Shaila, Pshan in Rambam. The Aruch Reinim at Neman, that the Rambam held, that the whole Dim was Darabana, that's the Mashmoyis of the Rambam. If it's the Raisa, even if it's a time of the Krov, the Rambam really shouldn't say it that way. Without mentioning that it's a dinder aisa, the mashmoyis is that it's a dinder abanan. The Mabit learns that way in Kiryas Sefer, and the Karanayu in the Dharam, Dafayin Gimel learns that way. But it's very shver, because what's the sugi? The sugi says, Tanakama, Ksiv Aisa. Mara Nakasha, what do you do with the Pasuk of Aisa? And the whole Teretz of Mara family was from Shimon, the Darish Tam and the Krav. And the Fili Rambam, the Kasha had vibe in shver. I mean, you're going to have to say the Rambam was saying on a different sugi, I guess. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, Simon and Chesed Dalet says, that Avada, there's a drasha of Eisa. Eisa is when you want to take out two. Now you're taking out two in order to shech two. That's Eisa. Shachar Eisa, Vaitzi Eisa means, don't take out another Parah Aduma in order to do two Parah Adumas. You can only take out one at a time. He brings it from the Gemara in Chulin. He doesn't only say it in Svar. He brings it from the Gemara in Chulin. That's the Yisayit of Isa. Isa means to take out another paraduma al das to takadu a paraduma. But if you're just doing it because this para doesn't want to go out and it needs company, just to, they should be able to take it on the trip, so then the din is the rabbanan. So why did Gemara just say that? Vishachar Isa is going on if you're taking it out in order to do another paraduma. So he says, because some action didn't think that way. And a lot of times, the Taritzin likes answering with Vidas some action. But the Rambam, the Yasi had a Stam Mishnah, and we don't pass it like Reb Shimon, so mainly said a different chat. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's shikul. A lot of Echayim learned that the Rambam is passing like Reb Shimon because you want to shlim it with that Gemara, and the Shailas how it shlims, the Echayim speak about it, the Mishnah Echayim on the Mishnah in part of them, and the Netziv and on the Sifri in Chukas. The Netziv has a beer on the Sifri which talks about in the Chazanish, in Masech, the Sfar, Simvav, Sivkan, the Sivav. But Erech, they say that that in Reb Shimon Gufa, sometimes you do dash and time in the crow, sometimes you don't. In this case, the psak is that we do dash and time in the crow. Now, in the Gemara that says nafkamina, the Igam Minayah, the Afik Chamar Ba'adei, that the nafkamina la halacha is, if they took a Chamar, the Tveris is shown there, and the Mishnah says, the Chayat have another nafkamina. What's the din b'di'evet? Let's say you took the Parah Aduma together with another Parah, and you did the whole Avaydis of Parah Aduma. If it's the Rabbanan of Anab b'di'evet, it won't be ma'akif. You did the wrong thing. You were even on the Xeris Chachamim, even if it's time in the Krah. You were even on the Torah that told you that we don't want people to think Shchar Shachtu or Shnayim Shachtu. But Lamaisa, it wouldn't be Ma'akib in the event. But if you're going to say that it's Xeris Akasav without a Tam, so the Chayit says Chukah. Chukah means it's Ma'akib in the event. As a fact, it's very successful. He says you have to say Lil Kuliyam it's not Ma'akib, because Chukah means the things that are done in the Gufa Parah itself. Stame Issa the Torah gave together with the Parah. Chukah doesn't go, that wouldn't be Ma'akev b'di'evet. But the Chazinish, in Parah Simin Vav, Vav, he says, I can tell you another nafkamina. Let's say you took it out, and you didn't shech the Parah yet. The Tveris says, oh, so you did shech the Parah. The Chazinish says, let's say you didn't shech the Parah yet. You took it out together with another Parah. So according to the Man Diyamer, that says that it's Xeris HaKasav, so you should bring it back, and do another Haitzah. Mashengen, if the Tamakra is Shlayoy Mishkari Shachdu, it's not going to help to bring it back. There's nothing Shkari Shachdu. Maybe the Eitz is to bring the Shkari back. Right? If you hold Shnayim Shachdu, there's no point in bringing it back and doing it again. The point is bringing back the other one. Also, Yitain is like this. If it's Xeris HaKasav, he thinks, when is it Chal the Haitzav, the Haitzi Haitzav? He holds when you bring it to the place where you're burning it. That's Chal the Haitzav. But if it's Alts Shlayoy Mishkari, that the issue would be B'chol Erech HaDerech. But he wants to say that when the Gemara says Zahab Bechamar Abad, that's just one example. And then the Chanami, any time you'll have Shem Yairimu, but you won't have the Xeris HaKasav, or you'll have the Xeris HaKasav, you won't have Shem Yairimu, be the same thing. But then the Chazanish declares in Chesant Shaila. He declares, maybe there is no Chiyav Aitzah. Like this, you learn the Gemara, there's a mitzvah, Haitzi Aitzah. Part of the Seid of the Paraduma has to do to Haitzi Aitzah. Let's say it's already there. It walked there itself. So right now, it's the place exactly where it has to be. So do you have to bring it back to the Beis HaMikdash and do another Eitzah? The Chazanish declared the Shaila. He's not sure. The whole Kash is gebait on the idea that there's a Din Eitzah. So now there's a Din Eitzah. So if you have another one with it, so you weren't Mekayim the Din Eitzah. I said, come here not. Come here, there's no Din Eitzah. You don't need Eitzah. The Pshat is Islam. There's an Xerah, according to Rav Shimon, and an Isser, according to the Rabbanan, without Xerah's the cause of that. When you're doing the Haitzah, you shouldn't bring out anything else. But there is no Din Haitzah. If it's Avad, there wouldn't be any nafkamina for the Psul Haitzah. There's no Din Haitzah. The Haitzah is B'chal Nan HaMitzvah. That's a Kleit HaChazinish. Now the Gemara goes right to V'shachar Haitzah, Shayishchar Acheres Imam. Now you shouldn't shecht another one with it. What does it mean, shechting another one with it? The Taiz HaShanim, and who within the Taiz HaRash says, it means to shecht the two together with a long knife. If you're shechting a Parah Aduma, and 5 minutes later, shechting another Parah Aduma, there's no Isser. The Isser is to shech the two together, mamish together with a long knife. Now Rashi is also mashma that way. Rashi, on Shleyem Mishtayim Shachdu, Rashi says, what's the problem with Mishtayim Shachdu? V'kaimul on Shekol Malachas Anasas Imet Besela Seisa. So it's a malacha being done with it. It sounds like you're doing one shechita together with it. But then he says, V'kamanam Yermina V'shachar Aisa Shleyishadu Acheres Ima. So Stam, it's a little bit shvei the Rashi. Why is he saying two taimim to asa shechting acherisima? He says a time of malacha, and he says a time of shlishchen acherisima. What do you need the two taimim for? They say, and let's ask the kasha on the pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk for shachar eis shlishchen acherisima? When Rashi says when you shech them together, you're doing a malacha with it. So typically, it's malacha pasuls, not only shita. What's mechlam shad in the pasuk for shachar eis shlishchen acherisima? As it affects the kasha. Now that kasha really ties in chul and daf lamed beis and aleph as that kasha. There's a gemara there. The gemara is discussing. There's a machlekes Rabbi Nosson and Rabbanan. If shechita school any kavana, if you do shechita school without any kavana, is that a good shechita? Rabbi Nosson holds it's not shechita school does not need kavana, and Rabbanan holds it does. So the gemara says like this: let's say you shech the parah aduma, and as you're shechting it without realizing it, there's another cow or another animal that's there, and another cow, and you shechted both. You didn't realize, you thought you were shechting a paraduma, and really you're shechting a paraduma together with another cow. So the Gemara says like this. According to Rav Nosson, the Shkita school in does not need kavana. So kum dais, the other cow is a good Shkita. So the other cow you can eat. But once the other cow is a good Shkita, so now the paraduma is puzzle. You know why? Because of shachan ais the lais of the chaverta. That's what Gemara says. But according to the Rabbanan, if you didn't realize that you're shechting another cow, so then the other cow shkita is no good. It's not a good shkita because shkita school needs kavana. So that would make the paraduma good because you don't have a shachar ais of lechaverta. And in either case, you don't have a psul malacha because you weren't mechavin for malacha. You didn't realize malacha only is if you're mechavin for malacha. Now, let's say you mechavin to shechted. So then the rabbanim would agree that the other cow is a good shkita, and now the paraduma is no good because of a psul malacha. So Taiz asks the kasha. According to Rav Nosson, I understand why you need v'shachar eisa l'eisa v'chaverta. You need it for a case when it wasn't mechavin. He wasn't planning on shechting the other one. And still there's a psul of eisa v'leisa v'chaverta. But according to the Rabbanim, iman of shach. If he wasn't planning on shechting it, so it's not a good shkita. If it's not a good shkita, you don't have the psul of shachar eisa v'leisa v'chaverta. And if he was planning on shechting it, so anyway, I have a psul malacha. So Taiz already asked this kasha. The kasha we're asking on Rashi, the Rashi said that when you shech both of them, it's a psul malacha, and then he says, well, come on, I mean, v'shach ton eisa, shlishka nechay yisima. Taisus asks the kasha, why do you shlishka yisima? The table is a psul malacha. So Taisus says, if you shech two paradumas together, the kavana, that they should both be paradumas, that's not a psul malacha. Because a psul malacha means a malacha that doesn't have to do with the para. But here, since they're both the same para, so all you're doing is you're being Isaac in paraduma, even though it's two different paradumas. If not for v'shach and Isaac, Isaac v'chaveta, that wouldn't be a psul malacha because they're both paraduma. That's why we need the pasuk of Isaac, Isaac v'chaveta. So come this, according to Taisa Zazai, according to the Rabbanan, that Shkita school needs kavana. If you're shechting a behemoth school in together with the param, so then you don't need the pasuk. Typically, then you're doing malacha together with it. Even if you're shechting two paradumas together, but if one of them you want to be the paraduma, and the other one you want to eat, you're not shechting it l'shem paraduma. So vaita, it's a psul malacha. You don't need the pasuk aisa aisa mechaveta. When do you need the aisa aisa mechaveta? When you're shechting both l'shem paraduma. So I think that's Pshat Rashi. The Gemara just says shleim mishnayim shachtu. When you're shechting two, but not to make two paradumas, so then what's the psul? The psul isn't because of aisa aisa mechaveta, because you don't want the other one to be a paraduma. The reason the psul is that is, you did malacha. Ipsol is a psul malacha. Could be you also have a psul. If it's a kashur shkita, could be you also have a psul of isol isol chavet. But you don't need it. You don't need it. You have a psul malacha. But when you taka shechni both them shi paradumas, then you need the psul of a shachar isol isol chavet. So I think that's what Rashi means. Shloyem mishnayim shachdu. In a normal case, where the second one is not done to be a paraduma, it's pasal's malacha. That's when they both want to be a paraduma. That's the chayim. I saw in the Gvura very similar. He says a whole different pshat, but similar to this pshat. And now let's go back to it. The Gemara goes on the drashas. The drasha the Gemara brings that I'm telling Zichar now. It says, V'chibis begada v'kayin b'kihunai. The chibis begada v'kayin. The kayin should wash his clothing, means that his clothing become tummy. B'kihuna. Rashi says, "Hi, kain is a kray yisair." We don't mean a kain. You don't have to tell me v'chib is begad of a kain. You just say v'chib is begad of rachis b'sair b'mayim. Why does it say a kain? Teretz says that the kain is going on begad of, that the begad of are big dekuna, not the big dechay. V'chib is begad of a kain. The kain with the begad of together. Now, why do you need a pasuk telling you need big dekuna? I think pashit. The Gemara early in that Membeizim and Aleph says that really paris kachy benekabais. And the Gemara says, "Sorry, but why do you need the din kain?" So the Gemara says, "You need kain, meaning to have a maris legon." Now, the maris legon need big dekuna. I saw in the Minchas of Ram, he says, "B'shem the Briski Rav, maris legon do not need big dekuna." Says Pashit, someone comes to the kain with the nega, the kain does not have to put on his big dekuna. He passes on the gun without any big dekuna. And the chayyim, if the din par is not al se'avayit, it's meaning to have a maris legon, so that wouldn't need big dekuna. And so that's the chiddush akra, that you need big dekuna, even though you don't need, it's not an avayda. The whole dekuna is on smaris negon. We'll see soon that the kayin gadol doesn't wear big dekayin gadol. We'll see. If you need Bigdei Kuna as Aveda, then you would have to wear the Bigdei Kohen Gadol, but it's not because of Aveda. There's an ayin din that you need Bigdei Kuna. Als par is Mechayev Bigdei Kuna. But it's not a regular din Aveda. That's why I need a Pasuk. See, the shaila is, what about other Psulei Kuna? Is Emerson, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisis in Zvachim, David Zayin and Bey. It's interesting, Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. That the Gemara there says, a Machlokes Tanam, but the Gemara says, the Tanakama says that a para numa that's named with an einan or mechusik yipurim is kasher. An einan and mechusik yipurim can't do avodah, but they could do the para numa. So Rashi says, you know why? Because kasher better go back. So the mashmayis is in Rashi that you don't have psulei avodah by right, because he says just like, why don't you have einan mechusik yipurim? Kasher better go back. So that's the other psul like balmum ukedayma. I mean, uchitzis daim reglaim. The Mishnah talks about you do need kiddush daim reglaim. But other things, like Balmum, Ukudaima, Rashi's master don't have, it's Kachar Bedek Abayis. The Taisis there says that no, since it's Katas Karechmana, and you find, he brings two things out of Katas Karechmana. One is that Trefus Pasuk is Katas Karechmana, and one is that Shloy Lishma is Pasuk is Katas Karechmana. So you see, it does need Dine Karvin. So who would then? It'll have Sule Avaida. Could be Rashi holds it's only Dinim in the Gufa Parah. Treifa or Shalei Lishma is dinim in the par. Mashengen in the Kayin, you don't have these dinim. You don't say Chad Deskarech Mana for the Kayin. See, the Biski Rav has a shtickle that Tameh, according to Rashi, is not a Psul Aveda. There's no Psul Aveda of Tameh. The Psul Tameh by Parah is a dinim par. You see, even afterwards, the Asifa, we'll get to it, the Asifa's Eiver and the Hazah, the Chuli, has to be Betara, Vasav Ishtar. So that's a din, and that's the same Psul by the Aveda. That's him, there's no psulim. So that's what Rashi holds. But Taisa holds, no, Chatas Karech Mana means there are psulim. According to Taisa, a little bit shver, why do you need a pasuk, need Big Dekuna? Why don't you say, Chatas Karech Mana? Why don't you say, Chatas Karech Mana? That's why you need Big Dekuna. Maybe even according to Taisa, it's only Shilas in the Gufa Kayin, like he's an Ainan, he's a Mechusik Yipurim. But Lachar Balmum should be an Afkamina. According to Taisa, Lachar, the Davzain Absul Balmum, just like there'd be a psul, he says that the reason why Einan and Mechusik Yipurim are kashal lemais is because you learn that from Tvil Yoyim. The Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Mabay says in Drasha that Tvil Yoyim is kashal, and from that Drasha you learn out that Einan and Mechusik Yipurim are kashal. You have a kal v'chayim. But Balmum l'chayim should be pasul. There's a Meshech Chachma in Parashas Sukkos that clears that maybe there's no psul mum gavi par. He says it's a davar chadash. The Menachas Chinuch I saw a stira in Shin Tzadik Zayin, where he's talking about para, he says, near the kol psul v'vayde psul m'para, chus b'tuliyayim v'chus yikipurim, and einit, and he brings the taisis in Zvachim Daf Yitzayim. So he's mashman that you have all the psulim, including Balmum. In Reishai and Hay, where he talks about Mum, that Balmum, he says, that anything's Balmum is kasher v'para, you don't find anywhere that it's possible. But Lachai is telling this machlokes Rashi and taisis. Now about the big dekuna, there's a Mishnah Masechtas Parah, Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, that says that Mechusah Begadim is Psula, and it says it was Kli Lavan Hayinasis, that it was done with Big Day Lavan. It sounds like even when the Kohen Gadol did the Parah, he didn't wear the Big Day Zav, he just wore Big Day Lavan. The Ritvar brings the Mishnah, and he brings the Sifri. The Sifri dashes it, Chukah Chukah from Yom Kippurim. The Tosefta there on the Mishnah says, if he did it with Big Day Zav, it's Psula. The Rambam passes that way. The Rambam and Hilchas Paraduma, Perek Aleph Alachi Yedveiz, Ha'isa Isa Levish Arba Kelim Shekayin Hedit, Bein Shasa Kayin Hedit, Bein Shasa Kayin Gadol. And in Perek Dal Alachi Gimli says, the Nasis Mechusa Begadim, Aisha Asa Big Day Zav, Aiba Big Day Chayil is Psula. If he's Mechusa Begadim, or Big Day Zav, or Big Day Chayil is Pasul. So the Mishnah Lamelech, in Perek Aleph, he asks the Kasha, what does he mean? What is the Rambam saying that he wears the Arba Kelim Shekayin Hedit? L'chayr, that's not the word. You should wear the Arabic Kalim of Yom Kippur. Because there's a difference. We had this earlier. The Rambam passes like the man the Amr that the Avnate of the Kayin Hedyot was the same as the Avnate of Kayin Gadol the whole year. Right? That the Avnate of the Kayin Hedyot was not just linen. It was linen and Tchelis and the garment and Talay Ashani. The Avnate of Yom Kippur was just linen. So which Avnate was worn by the Parah Aduma? Pashas, you would say, if you're learning a Chukah Chukah, from Yom Kippur, so you'd say you need the Avnei of Yom Kippur, you need the Avnei Bad Yachkar. But the Rambam's first not that way. The Rambam says he wore the Dalad Kalim Shalkayan Hedyot, which means the Avnei of Kalayim. And why does the Rambam say that? And as Imanu Sheikh, if the Rambam is going with the Mishnah Bekli Lovan Hayanasis, and he's going with the Lachari, the Pshat is with the Sifri, right, why would a Kayin Gadol wear Kli Lovan? Elamai, he wears the big day on the Kippurim. So good. So then he should wear an Avnei Bad. If he's not going with that, so then he should wear big day Kayin Gadol. Where's his din that the Kayin Gadol should dafka wear the big day Kayin Hedit? What's the Pshat in that, and where's the Makar to it? As the Mishnah Melech talks about it, Yivayim says the Vadayim David Sarach Talmud. He says Yivayim Sarachin. Come on, first you speak about it. Zabekai v'Zabekai. What exactly is the drasha and the din that you wear? But that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says he wears the big day kain hedit. Remember that he wore taka the avnit of the kain hedit, not exactly the big day lovin of the Yom Kippurim. That's Sarachin. Exactly why. The Gemara goes right up. V'asef ishtar ish lahakshir sezar tar lahakshir es isha. That Ish teaches you Zaris is Kasher, before he said Kain, and Torah tells you to Yimakshir Isha. And Rashi says, why does Torah tell you to Yimakshir Isha? Maybe it's to tell you that you need Torah, not Tomei. So Rashi says, because Pshita, the Chat is Kaya Rechman. You don't need Torah to tell you not Tomei, because Chat is Kaya Rechman. So the Brisker Rav, here in the Kuntjus on Kedesh HaChadish Yuma and Sukkah, he says, what's the Pshat in that? We're talking about the Asifa Safra. Chadis Kaya Rechmana is just until it's burnt. After that, there's no din Chadis Kaya Rechmana. The Shechita, the Kabbalah's Dam, the Hazan, the Sreifa, you could say Chadis Kaya Rechmana. But on the Asifas after, there's no Chadis Kaya Rechmana. It's a power. It says, there's a drash in the Gemara, the Chadis He, Yemayel and Bav, Aloy Ba'afra. So he says, maybe Rashi just means that the Psuk until then had to be talking about Tar, because the Chadis Kaya Rechmana. So if it didn't say anything, so Nemana has the same requirement as before. But Lamaisi says it's very shver, because we spoke about this early in the shir. Rashi in Tzvachim says that the reason why there's no psul of Einin and Mechus Kippurim is because it's Kachi Betek Abayisi. He doesn't say that Chadis Kai Rechmanu would have a psul Aveda. Fakad, Rashi there says that the reason why there's a psul Tame is because Ishtar. That the whole psul Tame is Ishtar. He doesn't speak about it by Richas here. He speaks about Richas in the Sefer and the Rambam. And there he doesn't bring this Rashi. That he also shtikl tayr in Rashi, he says in the Rambam also, that there is no psul tamei be'etzem mitzad da'aveda by Para. The whole psul tamei is mitzad kol ma'aseyu b'tara. So that's why with the din of Tfuliyah, and this goes into a Tfuliyah in Mechusi Kippurim, that the Pshat is a Tful Yem is a Psul Tameh, but it's not Tameh. That's the meaning of Tful Yem. But Al Kopanim, there Rashi says that the reason why the reason why a Tameh is possible is because of Asif Ishtar. And he says that even for the Shechita and for the other Maisei HaPar is because of Asif Ishtar, not because of Chatas Kai Rechmana. And other Chatas Kai Rechmana wouldn't stim, he'd say it's Kachi Bedek Abayis. So that's his Kasha, Rashi and Yuma. It's really a shtickle shrine in the Gemara here, because the Gemara dash is Torah Lakshas Isha. But Al-Kapanim, Rashi and Yuma here is a stira to Rashi and Zvachim and in Yevamis, where there he says that had he no psul tameh bepari, even by the Aveda, is from Zasa Vishtar, and he doesn't hold of Chadis Karech money, he holds that Tzkat Shevedek Abayis, and here he says it's a psul tameh, Chadis Karech money, and revives Shver.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.